Good morning. As is my custom on the Sunday where we have our annual meeting, rather than giving what's sometimes referred to as the rector's address at the meeting, I like to do that during my homily time with you at each of the services. So this will be a little bit different than homily, but I still think it's all about the gospel and who we're called to be. Our annual meeting will take place at 10:15, but in some ways I open that meeting by offering you my thoughts this morning as we gather. As we continue to worship, serve, and grow, and live ever more deeply into that mission statement, I think there are some wonderful things to report about this incredible faith community that we call St. Paul's. And I just want to highlight just a few things, just a few among many. Number one is leadership. Leadership. A little over a year ago, our vestry set leadership as an area of focus, realizing that through baptism, we are all called to leadership. I'm not necessarily talking about being a leader of a committee or a ministry. I mean leadership at a much deeper level, how our lives draw others to this life that we live. So we looked at how to deepen that understanding, that sense of leadership. So we invited Nathan Kirkpatrick of Saison Consulting and a wonderfully gifted priest of our diocese to help us, to guide us, to facilitate some things. Nathan led our vestry retreat back in January, focusing on leadership. And we decided to pilot a new program this past year of congregation-based leadership formation. Congregation-based leadership formation. And here's what it looks like. Early in 2023, a cohort of parishioners, about 15, were invited to take part in a formation opportunity of recognizing and developing themselves as leaders. Gathering pretty much monthly, this has been a chance to reflect deeply on the nature of leadership and how it relates to our faith, both here at St. Paul's and also well beyond the church walls of St. Paul's. And for those engaged in these cohorts to focus on that balance between the inner work of leadership and the public outer work of leadership. The present cohort that began months ago has been looking deeply at who they are, who each person is, before getting to the visible work of leading an organization or a congregation. They gather with trusted others from St. Paul's to ask meaningful questions about how we want to participate in God's work in the world. So when this cohort is finished, we'll pause, we'll review the process with Nathan and the folks who've been part of this cohort, and then form another cohort of about 15 people. And we look for this to be ongoing over the next few years. If you do the math over the course of time, dozens and dozens of folks from St. Paul's will have experienced this leadership formation as we walk forward into our future. This experience will help us welcome and invite others into healthy, sustainable, and faithful leadership. Not just for this moment, but for the years to come. At this morning's annual meeting, which will begin at 10:15 or so, depending on how long I talk now, hopefully by 10:15, we'll invite Kevin McIntyre and Myrna Bellingen, who are two participants in this first cohort, to be share with us a little bit of what that experience has meant for them, to hear from them. Another area is stewardship. I first want to thank Lauren Campbell, James Campbell, Randall Robinson, and Farley Lord for leading us this fall through our fall stewardship campaign. I also want to thank the year-round stewardship committee of Alan Tunis, Bill Shenton, Barb McGee, and Kay Burgess for their work, their ongoing work, but also their work in setting the theme for this year's campaign, Forward Together in Faith. And as I've shared in some homilies, every one of those words is significant. Forward, together, in faith. Today is the day that the stewardship committee has asked you to complete your pledge to St. Paul's. And if you've not yet done that, I'd like to ask you to do that later today. Or you could pick up that little card that's in front of you in the pew, and you can even go to the code there and do it. But listen to me first. Making a pledge, offering financial support, is something that we all need to do together. All of us. Not just some of us, but all of us. If you've never done this before, if this is kind of something you've never experienced, and for many of you this could be true, see it as a way, as an opportunity, as a responsibility that we have towards our common life together. Your gift, no matter the size, will make a difference. I assure you, it will make a difference. As of November 1st, this past Wednesday, which was the Feast of All Saints, we've moved it to today to celebrate. This past Wednesday, we had 142 pledges so far, totaling $549,205 pledged. Last year, we had 288 pledges, so we know there's more pledges to come. But we're hoping this year to receive 325 pledges. We've set that as a goal, 325 pledges. So please, if you've not yet pledged, be part of that. Be part of that 325. In the recent stewardship letter you received from Lauren and James and Randall, it was stated that we're looking to increase our budget for 2024 by 10% over 2023 budget. And let me show you what that 10% looks like. Where is that 10%? A couple people say, well, where what's 10%? Six things I have, six. The diocesan asking. Each year, the diocese asks each congregation to give a particular amount of money to the diocese based on that congregation's income of that particular congregation. And this money that each congregation in our diocese gives creates much of the diocesan budget, which supports mission and ministry in the larger church, which, remember, we are a part of. We are the diocese. It also supports the most vulnerable worshiping communities in our diocese as well. Some of that money also goes from the diocese to the larger Episcopal Church, which is us, to support the wider ministry of the Episcopal Church as well. And so as a parish, we are the diocese. We are the Episcopal Church. And this diocesan asking goes beyond us to a wider ministry and mission. I've always considered this to be outreach in my own mind. In 2024, St. Paul's diocesan asking will increase by approximately $11,000 from our 2023 asking, for a total of $121,783 will go beyond us to the diocese. So that's a gift opportunity for us to be able to do that, but it will increase this year. Number two, each year in September, Brandy, St. Paul's financial assistant, puts out askings to all the various ministry leaders in the parish, asking them what they project they will need in their ministry, in their budget line. And for 2024, we've seen an increase in many of our typical askings. Ministries like Dorcas Ministries, the Refuge for Refugee Ministry, the incredible work of One Wake, all the wonderful work these ministries are doing is growing, expanding, and they're asking for a little more in their budget line. So we want to try to do that and support those kind of ministries. Healthcare premium costs for our clergy and staff will increase approximately 7% next year, the medical benefits that we provide. Number four, the cost of office supplies, paper, cleaning supplies, copies, postage is increasing. Both the cost of those items has increased as we have returned to a pre-pandemic state, but also the usage of those items is up. We're doing more, we're present more, and that will increase a bit. Number five, property and maintenance needs are going to need to bump up a bit in this year's coming budget, perhaps $12,000 or so, in order to keep up with our regular, ongoing maintenance of our facilities. As an example, we have a quarterly maintenance contract on all of our HVA systems, our heating and air conditioning systems. You know what it takes to take care of your HVAC, your heating and air conditioning at home. Well, multiply that times 41, because that's how many HVAC systems we have on this property. 41 air conditioners and heating units that need to be tended to and cared, maintenance taken care of, because all these rooms, all this space is being used even more as we've come back from COVID. Finding space here for meetings and gatherings has become a challenge. We want to make sure all those rooms are tended to, cared for those who come to use them, both from within our parish and those from the community. We also want to give a cost of living adjustment for our staff and clergy to keep the salaries competitive and to keep them kind of equal to where the market's going. So we would like to be able to do that in 2024 as well. So please be as generous as you can in your 2024 financial support at St. Paul's. Make a pledge so St. Paul's Vestry can move forward together in faith to create the 2024 operating budget, which supports the work and ministry of St. Paul's. At the annual meeting at around 10:15, Lauren Campbell, one of our stewardship fall campaign leaders, will be speaking about what it's meant for her to be part of this stewardship campaign work. Our logo, as we move forward, we have a new logo, which I honestly love. I am so excited about our new logo, which captures so much of our life together. It captures not only the history of St. Paul's, but it is grounded in our wider and deeper history, the sacred shapes and forms of our Celtic, Anglican heritage, and the colors of creation, calling us forward together in our common life. And check out the colorful logos on the windows. We invited the children to take them home and color them. And as they're coming in, we're going to be putting them up on the windows, all filled with vibrant colors and wonder. Check out our new website that just went live yesterday. It's a whole new website. I've had a chance to look through it, and it just looks wonderful. It looks fantastic. It's very user-friendly. So go into it and let us know what you think as we move forward together with this new website. And so our ministries are growing and expanding. Our children and youth ministries are well and healthy. Our youth program, both our EYC in the evenings, our formation on Sunday mornings, our pre-EYC is active and alive. Many, many youth, which is so encouraging. And not only the young folks, but also adults who are supporting those ministries in formation, in EYC, in pre-EYC. Children's ministry is healthy and growing. We have 3 teachers in each classroom. We have many children who are participating. We have a wonderful children and youth committee, adults who are participating in that. So we give thanks for that. We give thanks for that as we move forward together in faith. Our choir is alive and gracious and wonderful. As you sit there before us in worship, we give thanks for our wonderful choir, the music that they share with us. And there's so much to be proud of as we move forward together. I also want to take this opportunity, as I always do, to thank the folks who do so much of the work. I give thanks for all the volunteers at St. Paul's who leads most of our ministries. But I also want to thank the staff who work here 7 days a week in different ways and forms, and I want to thank them. I want to thank Javier and Alice and Candy and Tony Wyke, with whom I share in the priestly and diaconal ministry of this parish. I want to thank Brandy Satterfield, our financial assistant. I want to thank Mary Kintz, our community connector. That ministry has become very significant in our life together. We've had nearly 66 new families, new members, sign those cards on each Sunday, checking us out, trying to learn who we are. And that contact, that connection with people and leading folks to connect with the ministries here has been a significant one. Rusty McKinney, our music director, who leads our choir, leads our music. And also want to thank Carol Jurgen for, as our church organist, who provides the wondrous of the organ, that she just brings out so much wonderful sound in that organ. And we're so gracious to her for all that she does. I want to thank Brooke Bowersox, our preschool director, and Laura Gorman, our preschool assistant director and nursery kids club director. I want to thank Ben Bricio, our youth ministry coordinator, and Reagan Dunlap, the children's ministry coordinator. Our preschool is doing wonderfully. We're starting to come back from a very difficult couple years with COVID. And it's because of the folks who work there in that building. And I want to name each of them by name. We may not see them Monday through Friday. I do. We do. Many of us who are here Monday through Friday see these teachers. But I want to give them credit for all that they do. Elaine Huff, Kelly Ragaki, Sarah Giffelin, Amy Berger, Lindsay Irving, Tina Foley, Stacy Dolness, Ashley Williams, Pam Steffens, Louise Godding, Beth Rossi. Beth's been with us many, many years, and her mom just passed away the other day, and we'll be praying for her mom in our prayers of the people today. Also, thank Natalie Sroka, Elaine Kortz, and Alex Byrne, who make our preschool the safe and wonderful place and joyful place that it is. We had a celebration of Halloween the other day, and the children all dressed in costumes. They walked around in a parade. They came to the church office, where we have tons of candy and goodies that we give them. And I was told that one of the children in that parade that day, it was his first day at preschool. And I said, man, is he going to be disappointed tomorrow? but he came back. And it was a joyful, joyful day that we have incredible people who work in our preschool. And certainly I want to thank Melanie Fairbrother, who is retiring from her role as office manager after 23 years. I want to thank all those who provided the wonderful celebration yesterday afternoon, all those who came to be part of that, to give honor and praise to just an incredibly gifted person who's walked with us for so many years. I've known Melanie for 25 years, and 23 of those years we have worked together side by side, and I just give thanks for her. Give thanks for her wisdom, give thanks for her guidance, give thanks for the help she's offered me, and she's helped form me and shape me as rector. And I just want to give thanks to all that she's done, not only for the work that's on a job description of office manager, but for her heart, which is a caring, concerning, loving, compassionate heart. That's what, in some ways, the work of office manager is what got her here, but it was that heart that came through in everything that she did. She was the one who perhaps answered the phone for folks in a difficult time, looking to talk to somebody. Oftentimes it was Melanie they started to talk to. Folks have come in for assistance, for help, for financial assistance, people from the community looking for help with rent, with food, with needs in their lives. Melanie oftentimes was the first person of encounter here at St. Paul's. And she was always welcoming, gracious, and kind. No matter what she was in the midst of, she was always there for the people. And she modeled that for us. I think we clergy admit she modeled so much of what we're all called to be as a community of faith. So after 23 years, Melanie will be retiring at the end of December, and we give thanks for all that she has done. I want to thank our vestry, our outgoing vestry members, Jerry Batchelor, Oliver Cachalian, Guy Vitaglione, and Tom Franson, our senior warden. These four members of vestry served during some challenging times. They began when we were still in the midst of kind of COVID, meeting virtually, but we have come quite a way since those 3 years when all you began your term. I especially want to thank Tom for his service as senior warden. Throughout the life of the parish, what I've seen is folks seem to be raised to that position at a time when the parish needs that. And I want to thank Tom for the gifts that he's brought to us during this time. His commitment, his dedication to St. Paul's is to be commended. And I've enjoyed serving with Tom and all those on vestry this past year. So we thank you. Thank you for the service that you've offered us. So I think 2024 promises to be another great year for St. Paul's. I think a greater year. As we move forward together, there are wondrous things happening, and the energy that leads us there is already happening. It's going to be an exciting time. And so there's energy in our common life as we move forward together. I ask you once again, be part of it, support it, your time, your talent, but particularly at this time with your treasure, to support these ministries at this time in our life together, to realize that we are the stewards now of this ministry here at St. Paul's. We're here now. We are the ones that God is calling. We are the ones who are being touched. Let us share our lives, share our resources to bring us forward together. So thank you, and we'll see you later at the meeting.